This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Summertime song, Lionel Richie. Easy like Sunday morning. I'm not a Commodores fan, but I'm a Lionel Richie fan. Is that sort of oxymoronic?
No, I get it, yeah.
All right, so here we are, easily working our way back into your life after you heard the news. We'll talk about some of the things in the news, because that's what happens here on these conversations programs, the events of the day, the things that we can bring to you with the players and what they're doing and how it's working. Here's something that's so wonderful. I love this sort of a reality. Residents raising thousands of dollars for a milkman who's retiring. He was a milkman for 50 years, and he doesn't have quite enough money to survive, so his state pension will kick in next year. Meanwhile, he's been delivering jugs of milk to people in a particular neighborhood since 1976. Mick the Milk. That's what they call him. His name is Mick Tutton. Mick the Milk. And he decided to take the opportunity to retire after his electric milk truck broke down. See? Don't buy electric anything. They break down. Right? Couldn't fix the truck. So he decided he was going to retire. So there was a special fundraiser at a local pub, raised $20,000, and he got it as a retirement present so that he is going to be okay until his retirement officially kicks in. So this is the kind of thing that people do. It's all around the world. People are good. People are thinking about others and not just themselves, and that's just something that I came across that I thought was a great story. It's a visualization, much as anything else. You can see everybody gathering around and throwing a few bucks into the pot, that sort of thing. It's a manifestation. People will, we decide to do something and then we do it. That's it. And as often as you think about something, I wish it were this way or that way, why don't you turn it around a little bit and think, well, this is the way it is, or this is the way I want it to be. And then you are better prepared for what seems to be sometimes the impossible. There are miracles that happen every day. Here's the story of three people, Jay, who survived after a small plane crashed into a home in Texas. Three people in the hospital, but they only had mild injuries. Who would have thought they would have survived after you look at the plane at the house?
Yeah,
and they walked away.
Mangled.
Yeah. They were able to walk away from the wreckage. And so, is that a miracle? Yep. Are there miracles every day? Yes. These little planes, I wanted to learn.
I thought there was nobody in the place, too.
Yeah, right, exactly. Nobody in the house. Right, yep. So, these folks say words cannot explain what happened. One of the people involved, Monica Stenson, said, I just thank God that it's we're okay. Everybody's okay. And so that's it. When you're thinking that everything is awful and everything is falling apart, yes, there are miracles. Here's another one. And it involves a helicopter pilot this time who two of his passengers were flying over a volcano. And just as it erupted, so it pushed the helicopter, pushes the helicopter, lost control, and the people in the helicopter jumped out of it into the sea. And they survived. There's one of these tourism companies, they have the helicopters all over the place. You can take a helicopter ride around Los Angeles, take a helicopter ride around most areas of the country. I know they have a lot of them in Las Vegas. you can get a ride and just and there are sometimes I remember thinking I'm going to take a helicopter ride today. I forget where I was, but it got to be really windy, and I thought, nah, maybe not. But just, you know, think about the chances going up in them. It's cool. A lot of people want to take a great ride, and you can see all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Hawaii, a year ago Thanksgiving, I took the helicopter ride around the island, and it was fabulous, breathtaking. And you get down so close to some of the things, you know, you can really see and almost feel like you're touching it. And that's really the benefit of going out on a helicopter ride in some of these places. But in this circumstance, the pilot lost control and said, everybody jump out. So everybody jumped out, and they all survived. So good for them. Yep, that's another miracle, right? I'm trying to decide where I want, whether I want to go negative here.
Nah.
Well, there's a whole big to-do, and it's mostly political, around the vaccines. This is coming back to the surface again, because there are now people who are looking at, if you can imagine, you get nothing better to do than look at your party affiliation. Who died from COVID that was a Democrat? I mean, believe this. Who is a Democrat and who is a Republican? And did more Republicans who didn't want the vaccine die than Democrats who got the vaccine? I probably talked to Ken Kronos about this week on his Good Day Health program, as you can hear on a lot of these same stations. So there's a report in the Journal of the American Medical Association which did just that. It underscored the partisan divide over coronavirus vaccines, and that more people who are Democrats saved their life by having the vaccine than those people who are Republicans who didn't. These people need to get a life. But I just thought the only reason I brought it up is because you can find this sort of thing no matter where you look and what you're looking for. So this is a research paper done by somebody at Yale University, finding that registered Republicans had a higher rate of excess deaths than registered Democrats when vaccines came out in April of 2021. All right? The study doesn't say that it's because you're a Republican that you died, but is this nonsense? What do you get out of it? I would not have brought this up, except I kept looking at it and thinking to myself, who the heck decided that this was a study? Right. I mean, why is this important even? And by the way, this was a very extensive study of 500,000 people who were 25 years and older who lived in Florida and Ohio. They took those two states and they linked party registration records to the death. The death reports, death numbers. So anyway, I just find it.
Didn't we also learn that some of those numbers were inflated anyway? Some people died with COVID, not from COVID.
Yeah.
They were maybe already dying or had something else going on, and then it just they had COVID at the time, but they didn't actually. COVID wasn't actually what took them.
I remember when we were talking about this as we were going through it, and it was revealed that the government was paying hospitals $2,000 a head for everybody who died from COVID. So of course, the hospitals are going to fudge their records and the numbers so they get more money out of the feds. There were plenty of people who were, and this has been pointed out by any, you know, Jack Stockwell and I certainly have talked about this, and I think Ken and I talked about it as well. He was Ken was much a believer in the vaccines and still is, and Jack not the believer at all. And so under the circumstances, it's back to who do you believe? And it comes down to political stuff. And why should you determine your health and well-being, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, on whether you're a Republican or Democrat? I'm not taking that thing. Trump took it. What kind of stupid thinking is that? Because Trump took it, I'm not taking it. Huh? What's the matter with you?
Well, then other people were like, it's Biden's. Why? We don't trust it. The Democrats trying to do blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Again, Trump was the one in office when all of this happened. He's the one who pushed to
have
it more readily available.
Right, yeah. And the ridiculous reality of people not wanting to take that simple, I forget what the concoction was that... That was like, it cost $30 versus the other thing.
Oh, hydrochloroquine. That,
yeah, right, exactly. Thank you. That was ridiculous, too. But I just found this was the height of something. We're going to study the people who died of COVID to find out whether they're Republicans or Democrats. Huh? Good for you. All right. Here's a guy who's been charged with hate crimes, killed three people over a parking lot, a parking spot. Is there any end to this kind of stupid stuff? This guy now is charged with hate crimes, as well he should be. Shot three people over a parking dispute in Annapolis, Maryland. Charles Smith faces 42 counts, three counts of first-degree murder, hate crime counts, killed, a 27-year-old, a 24-year-old, and a 55-year-old. So... this guy, I guess, was a white guy, and these people he killed were black. And
they're Latino,
They're Latino, yeah, okay. So, anyway.
All right, people are so angry that the fact that, and this isn't just a one-off, people are losing their lives over a parking spot, over cutting somebody off in traffic, or maybe going too slow, over, what was the one, a child was shot in the head who wasn't even part of anything, he just happened to be standing near, when people were fighting over scooters near a beach.
Yeah. What is the matter with people? And it isn't just the heat. It's the anger created by social media and stupid television networks that only present one side of the story, and it's contorted, it's twisted, it's manipulated. You're being manipulated. Yeah. You must like it because you support these networks and this thinking. And some of these talk shows, anyway, we just start to say...
People are just so much more bombastic. Anger isn't shameful. It's okay to be angry. It's just what you do with that anger, how you work through that anger and identify it. And I think that there's a lot of people that either aren't being taught, or it's one of those things that people get into a group and they stop acting for themselves and they act in the group mentality, and you just become reactive instead of responsive. Mm-hmm. It's hard for
the mob mentality. It's mob mentality.
Yeah.
That's what it is. All right, well, let's see. We'll brush this thing away because it's time for a couple of important announcements here on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can...
Tired of feeling this way? You need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go, and you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum. 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Jake Kushner. Pardon the allergies. Whether the heat's going to cook them up or not this weekend, we will find out together, because you'll hear me at my best, or maybe I'd like to think that most every day I'm at my best. Sometimes my mind works better than my mouth, though. And so here we are.
I hear that.
There you go. Happy birthday today to Mary Garber, having her birthday. Mark Heron, listeners to the Good Day program. And Scott Vibe, that's an interesting name. Happy birthday to you. How are you doing, everybody? This is having a birthday. You're a Leo if you're celebrating your birthday today. This is beginning. Maria Trilogy was talking about that when she visited with us earlier this week. And you hear that on the Good Day download. We have actually looking back at some of the things we've talked about this week. The shark attack in Long Island. Jason Aldean's music video. The lion that was on the loose. All that kind of stuff. Plus, of course, you know, the usual things that are part of celebrating the day. All of those things. Good, relevant conversation. You can hear it every day. Good Day download, gooddayshow.com. You can hear the program broadcast in its entirety, and you can pick up the bits and pieces. Excuse me, the J. Damn this. Excuse me for a second.
It's rough. It really is. I felt like I was almost drowning yesterday. And the ducks and dander is what's like the most extreme right now, too. So those are the indoor allergies.
Yeah, right. There's a picture I posted on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, of my dog, Daisy, rolling around in the pasture. And it's kind of a cute thing. She loves to do that. I guess it depends on the breed sometimes. But my former bulldog didn't do this as much as Daisy. Just rolls around, upside down, wiggles around. It's kind of cute, actually. That's something that you can see. All right, so one of the questions posted that Jay's put up there, would you listen to a radio station if you knew there weren't humans on air? Just the AI influence. Wade Lewis says, only if there were news, just the facts, please, no emotion. So how does an artificial intelligent thing come up with the news? Where's that going to come from, one would wonder? Right?
Oh, the internet. I mean, if it's all connected to the interwebs and everything, they can say what's happening, what the facts are, without putting any emotion behind it, adding the opinion.
This is, we got a lot of response to this. Buzz says, not a chance. Live is best. Pre-recorded for replay is second best. AI is ridiculous. No chance for interaction. There's an interesting point. Yes.
Yes.
Joanne Chloe says, no, most times in the morning while driving to work, I like radio conversation. If I wanted just music, I'd put it on Pandora. Okay.
Yeah, Greg says, and when you think about that, that there's so many ways, if you only want to listen to music and no talking, you can listen to your own playlist, your own mixes. You can do the Spotify, the iTunes thing. But people want conversation. They want actual people. And I think that's also why podcasts are doing so well and exist, because people want that.
So here's Greg, who says, yeah, there's no reason not to listen. He likes the idea. It would come down to content, and music is an enjoyable. AI and other automation are preferable to broadcast radio stations going silent. Well, there's something to be said for that, because there are some stations that can't make it. There isn't enough support for them, so they turn the licenses in or they just shut the radio down. So that's okay. That's a thought, Greg. Terry Seavey. Hi, Terry. Terry came to the farm this weekend and brought her whole family. I'm glad to have met her and glad to have seen the family. Thank you, Terry. She writes, we need to hear real people, their emotions, their reasoning, the laughter, not some robot who has been programmed. I think that's interesting. Can you get a robot to laugh? How do you get a robot to laugh? 28 after the hour.
Gasoline prices are one thing, but are you paying too much for oil? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. AARP tells members most oil change shops slap a sticker on your windshield summoning you back in 3,000 miles. Check your owner's manual. Many newer cars use a synthetic oil that needs changing far less frequently. And keep tires properly inflated. Otherwise, you lose miles per gallon, as you will if you got a lot of junk in the trunk. Why haul around unnecessary pounds? You yourself might lose a few pounds if you simply grab the first parking space you see and walk a little more. It's estimated Americans spend some 17 hours and waste hundreds of dollars each year looking for a parking space. Get some steps in. You'll spend less on health care. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposed plea deal. Prosecutors and defense lawyers tried to put together a revised plan deal after a disagreement over the original. The original plea deal appeared to fall apart after the judge asked prosecutors if it provided immunity for any future charges related to Hunter Biden's business dealings. After the prosecutor said it did not, defense attorneys said there was no deal. Lawyers had reportedly agreed to a revised deal, but the judge says she was not ready to accept it. Both sides were asked by the judge to file briefs. Authorities in North Carolina say three Marines who were found dead in a vehicle at a gas station died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Autopsies were performed Wednesday after the bodies were discovered over the weekend in Hempstead, not too far from Camp Lejeune. Lance Pry, USA News. said the U.S. government is covering up a program that collects and reverse engineers UFOs and has found non-human biologics at crash sites. He says he interviewed officials with direct knowledge of the program. Grush also accused the military of misappropriating funds to shield the operations from Congress. Meanwhile, ex-Navy pilot told lawmakers he and dozens of other pilots have observed UFOs carrying out unexplained maneuvers. You can no longer use MasterCard to buy cannabis products. The company is telling financial institutions it no longer is allowing marijuana purchases on its debit cards. A MasterCard spokesman said that the federal government considers cannabis sales illegal, so these purchases are not allowed on our systems. USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello.
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Discovering more about the day, that's what the Good Day program is about. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the air here, there, and everywhere on the radio downloads. You can find us on all of the podcast places, Spreaker and iHeart and those good places. Here is, I'm trying to imagine this in my mind. Okay, picture this. This is using your imagination, all right? Just if you're driving, you can't close your eyes, but if you are, if you're having breakfast or lunch or whatever, close your eyes for a minute and visualize giant kites pulling cargo ships across the ocean. This is in the mind of people who are trying to cut carbon emissions, the things that happen as you burn fossil fuel, and most all cargo ships are diesel-powered. Most of them have 1,000 horsepower engines in them, and they burn like 5 gallons of fuel a minute or some other lot of fuel. So imagine the concept of having
a sailboat.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, that's really
what
it is.
Did they really just reinvent the sailboat?
Yeah. So these big kites are 300 feet above the water, and they're towing. It's kind of like a surfer, right? Being pulled across the waves. The idea is now sort of being cooked up by a French company, which says it could help cargo ships reduce their fuel consumption and cut their emissions by 20%. So these are ideas coming from the same company that helped Airbus create their airplanes. So as a matter of fact, the company is called Airseas. They're developing technology which would help. There's a big market for it because people have fallen into, and who knows, I'm cynical about it because I think it's just a sales job, some of it, and some of it's practical, some of it's good, some of it would be very helpful. Every little bit helps, but there are things being developed also by people, I'm trying to figure out how this works, green ammonia. You know what ammonia is?
Yeah.
It's, there's energy in ammonia, for sure. A lot of people use ammonia to help crops grow. Anyway, so this is, and they use it to, what, wash clothes? Can you do that with ammonia as well?
Yeah, stinks? I was going to say, isn't that something like you, and you clean your bathroom, your bathtub?
Yeah, right, gets rid of germs. Okay, so anyway, these guys have come up with all sorts of things, and they figure this is cutting-edge technology. The kite being used is a parafoil, which is like the things that kite surfers use. It's foldable, and you can stow it when it's not needed. So if there's wind, this is how this is going to work. If there's wind, you put out these big kites, and it pulls the cargo ship. If there's no wind, you go back to using the engine, and you wrap these things up till the next time when you find a when you find the wind. There's a 700-foot-long cable that is what goes out with it. I mean, this has to be strong, no question about it. But it's an interesting. It is. It's an old sailboat. I mean, that's really what you're talking about here, right?
Yeah, I'm totally envisioning the big ships from back in the day that had all of those sails. And.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, using your imagination, you can come up with most anything. A lot of people are wondering what's going on with LeBron James' son. His name is Bronny James. He had a cardiac event. I have to ask Dr. Ken about this. He was working out at USC. He's been rushed to a hospital. It was just a basketball workout. And the spokespeople say the staff was able to treat him and take him to the hospital, stable condition, no longer in the ICU, but he went there first. And we're requesting privacy from the family. In other words,
it's one of those things that a lot of these student athletes they have these workouts that are part of the team stuff. So you have the coaches there, you have the medical personnel, the medical staff. But a lot of times, these student athletes will stay behind and continue to keep working, or they'll go work out on their own or something like that. And it's a miracle that this didn't happen while he was by himself or doing an unofficial practice that didn't have the medical personnel around.
Yeah. This is tough. I mean, think about it as a father. I can remember LeBron, say it again, Doug. There. LeBron James, when he first got started, didn't go to college at 18. He was so good that he went right.
Straight from high school.
Yep. He's done wonders with his notoriety. He's helped a lot of people. He's got other businesses going on. But this is, you separate all that stuff. He's a father. So any father who goes through this sort of thing, or any mother, it's going to be a terrifying thing to look at your child and wonder, is he or she going to make it? And that's, what do you say after that? You send some good wishes and a good will and I hope it goes on. All right, here's some more people in the news. This is Emil Davidson we're talking about now. He hunts for pieces of comets that fall to Earth. As a matter of fact, he's created a jewelry business by making things out of space debris. Listen, why not, right? Meteorites Online, I guess that's the thing called. He sells his pendants for $100. They make these pendants from small fragments of the meteorites that he says, he in his advertising, says this is a million year, well, some of the stuff is billions of years old. Makes watches. He sells them for $395. He's a meteorite hunter, in a manner of speaking. He's been on a lot of serious expeditions around the Earth, went up to the Arctic Circle, been to the deserts, and he finds all kinds of space debris, or so he says. So are you trusting this? A lot of times when you hear these things being, you know, there's a lot of gold being sold on the air, I remember doing commercials a number of years ago for things that were valuable investments, and you get a certificate of authenticity with this thing or that thing. That's a bunch of hooey. But anyway.
Well, I would think that if you did buy into this, you could take it somewhere to truly get it tested and see if it's authentic. Yeah. And if not, he's liable for lawsuits.
Right. Well.
But I also would think, wouldn't you charge more than that? Is it really that easy to go around hunting for a meteorite fragment?
That's what I would wonder.
To Earth?
Yeah. It just seems he has a special tool.
So much more.
A special metal detector that he uses that has pulse indicators that emit high amperage signals that create electromagnetic fields around the detector. Who understands that? I'm looking at this thinking, okay, shall I read this? Yes, and I did. So, basically what I take out of this is that these various meteorite, these pieces, they are unique by the definition. Rhett, how many meteorites do you have in your backyard? But maybe, well, there's a question. Maybe you do have them. Yeah, you just don't know they're in the dirt. Right? There'd be lots of these things around. But you know what? What I give him credit for is being, this is unique. He's created a business out of something out of nothing. And to him, and to those who do that, I offer you congratulations. Keep up the good work. It's great to have people use their imagination and the tools that are available to them to come up with something new. Great. All right, let's see who else. People in the news. Katie Ledecky. You know who she is?
Incredible swimmer.
Swimmer, yep. She has tied Michael Phelps' world record with a gold medal finish in the 1,500-meter freestyle swimming race. Wow, this is great. She says she's one of the sport's best, and she is.
She is, genuinely.
Yeah. Yep. You know what it takes to do a 1,500-meter kind of stamina and strength, literally muscular strength that you have to have. That's why a lot of these swimmers, even though they're svelte, they have big muscles in their arms and in their shoulders and stuff because they have to pull themselves around using those muscles. And apparently she went the 1,500 meters in 15 minutes and 26 seconds the other day. She's won 5 world titles in 2 different events. She's also tied Phelps, who's the most decorated Olympian, by the way, of all time, for the most individual world titles. Good for her. How old is this lady, this young lady?
She's 26.
26. That's right. Okay. So, yep. Somebody that... this is the stuff that dreams are made out of, right? If you can dream it... This is just an example. Anything that you want to put into your head. She determined that she was going to be the best. And she has worked at it. Mm-hmm. Worked in the gym, worked in the pool. She's got a mental attitude that's great. So, she's a winner. And that's what you like about people. They're winners. Not everybody can be winners in everything, but you can be a winner in something. Right? You can be the best in something. Here's a guy that wasn't best. Excuse me. Guy who was wanted, the police were trying to find this guy, and so he hid from them in a freezer. Not a great move. This guy lived in Minnesota. His name is Brandon Bushman. Found dead in the chest freezer in his home. He latched it inside, couldn't get out. I shouldn't chuckle, should I? Or should I? Huh? Yes, no.
It's like one of those, what is it, 100 stupid
Darwin
ways to
awards.
Die.
Yeah, well, yeah, Darwin awards. You get into the freezer. he thought that it had been off But apparently, well, even if it was off, the latch inside didn't work. And so that was the end of that. The medical examiner.
He couldn't tell it was cold when he was getting in, that it wasn't, it wasn't off?
I don't know. People that do this. What is that? Isn't there, wasn't there an old TV show, People Do the Dumbest Things? I think that counts into that. Michael Jackson, a couple of things floating around about him. There are a couple of documentaries that are being... Why are there... I suppose because people are interested still in Michael Jackson and his story, right? The story of him and his brothers and his family. This one is not a great story. The one that's floating around now about the sexual abuse stuff that he had been charged with, that sort of those lawsuits went away when he died. Well, they're being revived now. Matter of fact, there's a court in California this week that is considering the dismissal of lawsuits. Should they be, you know, these people, the children that have grown up that were supposedly affected by him, want money from his estate. And the children in question both appeared in that documentary in 2019 about him. I also saw something about his doctor, Conrad Murray, has opened a medical institute. This was 12 years ago when he was convicted of manslaughter and the death of Michael Jackson, so maybe people have forgotten. So you want to get better? Go see Dr. Murray. Uh-huh. That's a recommendation. I was Michael Jackson's doctor. Okay. 48 after on Good Day.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Shades of Summer Sale, July 28th through August 7th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-336-0167. 800-336-0167. That's 800-336-0167. Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Florida DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give them...
On demand.
The Good Day Download. The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner.
War.
All right. Way out of the room.
Into the paranormal.
Into the paranormal.
On demand.
Get it all on demand. Anytime. USAPodcasting.com. USAPodcasting.com.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's three units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Okay, one of my favorite times during the week is when we entertain the thoughts of Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show. Find out about him at thepetshow.com. He's here to talk about Joe Biden's dog. And let's see, we could probably spend the time that we have set aside for you to talk about how stupid this whole thing is. The story, if you have not heard it, Joe Biden's dog named Commander has apparently bitten Secret Service agents about 10 times so far. So what is there about this after the first bite that you leave the dog with the Secret Service? Or what? I'm sure that some of the right-wing radio programs are loving this and interpreting it any number of ways. So what's your interpretation of this?
First of all, it's not the dog's fault. Let's get that off the record. This has been my profession for almost 50 years, and one of the most common things I deal with is dogs that show aggressive behavior, because a lot of the dogs I deal with are rescued or abused. A lot of the dogs had aggressive behavior, and someone professionally, ego aside, can help resolve those issues. Now, this dog bit 10 times in 4 months. You would assume that someone would get involved with a behaviorist or a trainer, but according to the reports that I'm reading, Doug, amazing, that the president was unaware of the bad habits of the dog, and his wife had no control over the dog, and the groundskeeper's been seen walking the dog all over the place. What this dog needs, if you have a dog, and I've trained dogs for senior citizens in nursing homes and hospitals, if you have a dog that's showing aggressive behavior early on, what you need to do is really socialize the dog, educate the dog, and really work on the behavior. So a lot of people are saying, well, if my dog bit so many times, I put him to sleep, or if another dog bit so many times, I put him to sleep. Why is the dog biting? Dogs are not born aggressive. Why is the dog biting? There's a reason for it. Kind of my opinion is, you name a dog Commander, he might be more assertive anyway. But the bottom line is, this is a problem that could be resolved working with a behaviorist. However, there is a lot of stress at the White House. I don't think a dog belongs at the White House unless it's a guard dog with an officer walking around. But there's too many things going on, too many people, too many commands being given to the dog, too many different voices, too many people running around, too many scents, too many yelling, too much screaming. It's enough to make a person crazy, let alone a poor dog. So my heart goes out to Commander. It's not his fault. I just hope that someone gets involved in terms of working with him on behavior to resolve these issues.
Well, there are people in the Secret Service that want them put down. And one of the guys that leads the White House group said if it had been anybody else's dog, he would have been already put down. He needs a muzzle. That's what somebody
else. Well, see, the worst thing you can do for an aggressive dog, let me just go back for a second. Years ago, when I would be called in with a very, very aggressive dog, I would teach the dog guard dog training. It's like teaching an aggressive kid karate. You teach them when to be aggressive and when not to be aggressive. The mm-hmm. same procedure works for the dog. If you have an aggressive dog, you take that aggression and you control it in different directions. That's what the dog needs. He doesn't need to be killed. It's not the dog's fault he was brought to the White House. It's not the dog's fault he was under-socialized. It's not the dog's fault of the tougher environment that he lives in. Bottom line is, let's get off this thing of blaming the dog. Let's blame the real situation. It's the lack of exposure the dog had to proper training and education early on.
So this is a German Shepherd. Are they more likely, less likely, or the same as any other dog
most
to be biters?
Most incredible dogs in the world. When I was stationed in Europe, Doug, I worked with advanced training, something called Schützen training, Belgian ring sport training, Polizeihund training. These dogs are incredible dogs. In fact, German Shepherds are probably the most mellow dogs, the most great family dogs, if they're brought up properly and socialized. The bottom line is, I don't believe this dog was brought up properly or socialized or educated early on and just let be. And if you just let a dog be like a child, let him be, they develop bad habits.
Okay. So for those of you who are politically in step with these things, Warren won't tell you this, but I'll tell you this. There are, in my mind, the dog's going to be just like, I say this on the farm all the time when people ask me about the cows and why they're so friendly. They're going to be exactly how you treat them. They're going to grow up to be sweet dogs, sweet cows, sweet children, if you treat them with love and are sweet to them. If you are an a-hole with them, if you're nasty, if you are treating them, you know, with muzzles and whips and whatever else it is, then the dog's going to be as this dog is. So you can do whatever you want. The Republicans will say, yeah, see, I told you Joe Biden was no good. Whatever it is, you can draw your own conclusions. This dog didn't get this way naturally. This dog has been either mistreated or not trained. This dog deserves to be someplace else, actually. Somebody said, wouldn't it be good if the local Washington dog officer went in and took the dog away from him for mistreatment? That's a story and a half.
There you go.
All right. So anyway, that's the latest on the Commander the Dog story at Joe Biden's White House. Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program, 59 after the hour.